Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on Guardians super utility player, David Fry. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. We were just talking about the 6'10 first starts. I work till 7, so I'm a little on the fence about them, but I just, as a player, does that hour difference do much different for you in terms of how you prepare for games?
I would say from the playing side, not really. We kind of get to the field similar time, same routine before the game. After, for me, for now having a 6-month-old daughter, I don't mind getting home an hour earlier and maybe seeing her before she goes to bed.
So does it also allow you, since you do have a, by the way, congratulations on your 6-month-old daughter, girl dad over here. I got three of them. But does it allow you to get 1 hour extra of sleep when it's a 6'10 first pitch then?
Yes, which is massive, especially when you have a 6-month-old daughter, and every minute of sleep helps.
David, let's talk about the season and the start to the year. Has this fast start surprised you guys at all? Surprised you?
No, I don't think it's any surprise anybody in our clubhouse, maybe on the outside. I think we're super confident group and just a really like close-knit group. It's been a really fun start. Obviously, winning makes everything a little better, but it's just a really fun group to come to the field every day. And I think we all had like super high expectations coming in. We expect it to continue.
So with that, What do you think is behind this? Because, like, listen, I thought you guys are going to be good. Like, I predicted you to have a chance at winning the division and making a playoff run, and I'm very bullish on the pitchers you have and the bullpen and everything. But, like, 17-6 is not what I expected, just candidly. I'm just curious, like, what do you guys think – where do you attribute this fast start to?
I think it's a little bit of everything. Obviously, you said – the bullpen, I mean, they've been unbelievable. It just seems like anytime there's a big situation, those guys come in and get the outs that we need to keep runners from scoring. I think especially lately, starting pitching has been really, really good, getting deeper into games to kind of like save that bullpen a little bit, which will be huge down the stretch. And then our offense has been, like, obviously we've really been known as the team that makes a lot of contact, runs the bases really well, which we still do. But you kind of seen throughout our lineup, there's more of a power element, more doubles, more homers, which I think puts a little more fear into those pitchers. It's like, oh, these guys are going to make a lot of contact. Yeah, we're going to make contact, but we're also, if you get behind in the count, we're going to drive the ball. And I think that's really helped our offense this year.
What's the biggest difference between Tito and David Vogt? Or, yes,
Stephen Vogt.
I don't know why I said David Vogt.
But
we're
definitely
we're talking to David Fry.
Tell us the difference between Tito and David Vogt as well.
Excuse me, David.
Yeah, I mean, definitely different. I mean, especially for me, it was different because last year was my first year as a big leaguer. And with that, you know, you're like, you're nervous to go talk to anybody. So I'm just kind of like sitting in my chair, like making sure I'm staying out of everybody's way and making sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And then as they get more comfortable here, then you get Vogt, younger guy, just got done playing. He wants to be one of the boys. And definitely a lot easier from our side, from my side, getting more comfortable in the big leagues to kind of approach him. But they're both awesome. Tito was so great in giving me opportunities to play. And even when I struggled at times, and then Vogt's done an amazing job of communicating with me and giving me opportunities to play as well.
So I know you kind of mentioned that. I'm kind of interested about what you were just saying about Tito, because he is the most disarming human being on the planet, second maybe only to Stephen Vogt. But what was it about that kind of getting comfortable? Was it just the fact that you knew the story of Tito and the success he had had as a big league manager?
Yeah, I think that, and just, I mean, Tito is just so cool, and so many stories I had from last year where he would talk to me. Remember when I first got called up, I wasn't playing a whole lot, and dude had massive hands, and he just like put his hands around my neck, and he was the back of my neck, and he was like, "I'm going to get you in there, I promise, man." And I was just like, "Yeah, please don't hurt me." He was such a nice guy though. And like, as I got more comfortable, easier to talk to, and he did so much for me. And then Foch, just like, he's such a chill guy and has your back and really easy to talk to.
David Fry, Guardians player on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So obviously want to get to your story, which is an awesome story. And I don't mean that in like a talk down way. I mean, like, you are kind of one of the styles of ball player that people fall in love with, because you just keep going and you just keep succeeding, and it just kind of doesn't matter what goes in front of you. But, you know, you talked about more home runs, more doubles this year, and that has really changed the way that you guys are getting pitched to and makes you more dangerous. Is that a philosophical change organizationally, or maybe was last year kind of just the weird, wonky year that the offense just never got going?
I think maybe a little bit of both, but there was definitely a lot more conversation this spring of, hey, like, our identity as an offense, who we're going to be. And it was mainly player-led, you know, like Nails, Hedges, Kwan, those guys kind of like, hey, this is who we're going to be in as an offense. Obviously, we're gonna move the ball, and we're going to put pressure on defenses. Like, we have to make an adjustment and make these pitchers fear us when we get in the box of, hey, if we make a mistake, this is going to be a 3-run homer. And when we have that, and then have the contact kind of in our back pocket of, all right, we get down to 2 strikes. All right, now we're going to put it in play. I think it's made us much more dangerous, and it's definitely been a concerted effort as a group, like talking with between hitting coaches and then all the players as well, like throughout the games, hey, this is our plan against this pitcher. Let's go execute and drive the ball.
Dave, do you like the term super utility player with super emphasized?
Yeah, we added super in there.
We emphasized it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I feel like last year it was always utility player, and then when I pitched, I became super utility.
That's awesome. Which position do you feel most comfortable with?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I would say this year is catcher. That was one thing when Vogt got hired, he kind of called me and in the offseason was like, hey, I know you play all over the place, but I really want you to just focus on catching and coming ready for that, because, you know, there's a lot of demanding stuff with playing the catching position, and kind of if you can focus on that and have that down, then he was like, you can move around first, left, third, wherever you need to go. And so being able to, like, work with the pitchers all spring and not have to worry about bouncing around, I was able to get really comfortable with those guys and being behind the plate, and especially in situations where I happen to, like, kind of like last night, pinch hit and then go catch the eighth and ninth with our two big dogs late in the game, like just being comfortable catching those guys in big situations.
So you mentioned, you know, being able to settle a little bit more in catching. I know you played a little bit of first base as well. Here's the outfield, mm-hmm. here and there. Last year, I think there was some talk about Gabe Arias and how maybe that lack of a defined position might have it took him a moment to kind of adjust and get comfortable with that. Do you feel the opposite, or do you feel like if you had a chance to lock in on one position, it might help you unlock a little bit more and get a little more comfortable?
I mean, maybe, but I feel like it's just kind of been identified as my role, and I've just kind of embraced it. And yeah, maybe if one position would be able to focus on that more, but I mean, we have such a good staff that, like, working with Sandy on catching and Albie on catching, and then going with the infield with Kai and Rugi, and then going to the outfield with JT, they all do such a good job of making sure I'm prepared no matter where I go, that it kind of makes it a lot easier that, hey, one day you're going to be here, one day you're going to be there, and be ready to go.
David, when you're not at the ballpark, what do you do to relax, to enjoy yourself?
A lot of time spending with family, just kind of hanging out, and then a lot of golf.
Oh, how's the golf game going?
We have to ask your handicap.
So handicap is probably turning around like a index would probably be like 6.5, 7.
Okay, so you're a player.
I would say Gattis probably has the lowest on the team, but I like to say that just about every time we play, I beat him. So I want that on record.
You guys have a favorite course to play around town?
There's
a lot of great tracks here in Northeast Ohio,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, there are. I mean, last year we got to play Firestone, which is pretty incredible. That was a really cool experience. We played the guys played Little Mountain the other day. That's a good one that we went to quite a bit last year. There's a bunch of really good ones, and especially on our off days, kind of usually fall on Mondays. There's not a whole lot of courses that are two packs, so we can kind of go anywhere. And there's just a bunch of really good courses around here.
David, I've tried to get the nickname the Contact King going for you, because I just feel like every time you're up, you get something going. It's not working at all. I just want to know if you can lend support to your own nickname that I've given you. And again, the only payment I would want for this is credit every time somebody refers to you as the Contact King. Can we make this happen?
Yeah, that's fair. I'll be sure to give you the credit. No problem. I don't know if the boys in the clubhouse are going to keep it going, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, we just got, if I think if we get Naylor to agree, either Naylor to agree to it, I think it'll go the way we want to. Well, again, man, congrats on your start to the season. At one point, you were hitting something like 400, and it was ridiculous, and it was awesome. But you're still killing it, man. Love to watch your story and watch you kind of evolve here. And congrats again on that 6-month-old baby girl, man. That's the best thing to hear in the world, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
David Fry, Guardian Super Utility Man on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.